and gentlemen, the good times are back.
You're about to experience time travel to another decade, the 1960s.
It ain't a four on the floor, but it'll do in a clutch. So put the pedal to the metal and bring it all, because you're going to have a ball. Get ready to get up and get down with your bad self. It's time for Dickie Lee, and Lord have mercy, here come the Iceman.
Valley, this is the Iceman. I'm back here with the Grimmers, baby. You gonna love her to death. All right, let me sing a verse. She the one with the blue dress song. She the blue dress song. Not long, all right. Yeah. You know what? I don't know about you, Luther, but if you smoke that rock and roll, you'll
a big hello to all you garage rock heads out there. This is Dick Lee, and you're listening to 60s Garage Rock from California. Hey, don't tell anybody, but it's the weekend. I'm going to be around for about the next 60 minutes, and I'm going to be spinning some of that great vinyl for you from the decade of the 1960s. You're going to be hearing some of that crackling and popping sound. All that is the sound of analog. As always, my co-host and my partner in crime, the Iceman, will be with me every week. He'll be making his observations of relationships and be answering telephone calls and emails. So, Iceman, I hope you got that big howl ready to go. And do you have anything that you would like to share with those garage rock heads out there?
Ah, baby, you're listening to the Iceman. I'm going to spin some cool groove. Just sit back. Close your eyes.
You sugar pies and honey bunches, you get on in here and join us. Crank up that volume. We're going to put some cut in your strut, some glide in your stride, and some shaker in your money maker, man.
You're going to love it today.
Oh! Oh, man, pleading with your eyes, going to make you zombie.
You garage rock heads, you better get on in here, baby, and get all comfy, because we're going to lay another very cool show on you today. We had a request from John Avila out of Tucson, Arizona, and man, he wanted to know if we could do another one of these blues rock shows that feature some of these great groups out of the 60s and 70s. So John, you better strap yourself in, man, and light your hair on fire, because we're going to lay it on you. Up first, we're going to go across the pond and feature a group called the Metropolitan Blues Quartet. And what a group they were. They introduced us to some tremendous guitar players such as Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, and Jimmy Page. And oh, did I mention? They later changed their name to the Yardbirds. a great blues rock track out of 1965, The Yardbirds.
The memories are here, 1965.
That's right, darlings, the memories are here. Now you get on in here with Dickie Lenny Iceman, baby, because right now we're going to travel up to Chicago. It's time for Paul Butterfield and his blues band.
I was born in Chicago in 1941. I was born in Chicago in 1941. Well, my father told me, son, you had better get a gun. Well, my first friend went down when I was 17 years old. Well, my first friend went down when I was 17 years old. Well, there's one thing I can say about that boy, he died alone. When I was 21 years of age. Well, my second friend went down when I was 21 years of age. Well, there's one thing I can say about that boy, he got brave. If there's someone left to play the game. Well, now rules are all right if there's someone left to play the game. All my friends are going and things just don't seem the same. Oh, things just don't seem the same, babe.
Formed in 1963 in Chicago, Illinois. Yet another great blues rock group, fronted by Mike Bloomfield, Paul Butterfield, and Elvin Bishop. The Paul Butterfield Blues Band.
Flashback Weekend!
You're gonna love it in there!
Oh. Hey, Iceman, you hear that sound?
Yeah.
It sounds as though two chicks are riding up on a Harley, man. I wonder if they're going to come in the studio. Ah, they're talking already. Look it, they're looking in the window right now. What are they saying anyway? Whoa, hang on, hang on. I'm coming to the door. Hang on now. Hey, ladies, how you doing today?
Iceman, are you there? Iceman, we love you. Will you come to our party? Oh, not a party tonight. We're hoping you can come. We just love you, Iceman. We play the song, Iceman.
I tell you, the full moon is coming. You notice that? All the weirdos come out when the full moon comes out.
Now, I don't know if you dollars know, but the Iceman's favorite saying is, put something exciting between your legs. Ride a Harley. Up for you next, something for all you motorcycle mamas.
Look at that motorcycle mama, baby.
Here we go!
Oh, running, running.
1972, the blues rock sounds of Sailcat.
You're listening to The Soundtrack of Your Life with Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
Every song, like, totally rocks.
It's awesome.
It's all about my kind of music.
He's a man.
It's awesome, funny, random.
I love to listen while I work.
Just be whoever they want to be.
It's just really funny.
Give me a hole, baby!
Flashback Weekend!
California Garage Rock Nuggets. Rock Nuggets.
You don't know what this is.
1966.
That's right, darlings. It was 1966, man. And from the national blues scene, we're going to go to the valley. Man, they had some great blues bands from the area. For this one, we're going to go to Fresno, California. The venue was the Rainbow Ballroom. This is a live recording from some dear friends who could do it all. With Randy Hull on bass, Denver Cross on lead guitar, Dale Sammy Elliott on organ, Steve Highcutter on drums, and Bob Triple on sax. All together, they produce this wonderful blues sound called the Fabulous Roadrunners.
If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. But I've had the problems back in my share, and that's one thing I never mean to do. Oh, 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 baby, no slum here. That bus is like any other one. Sometimes I find myself alone, regret.
I'm just a soul of the tender good.
Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
I'm just a soul of the tender good.
Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Based out of Fresno, California, the blues rock sounds of the Fabulous Roadrunners. My oh my, ass man, that bat phone is lighting up again, baby. Let's see who's on the line. Who's this?
This is Karen.
Darling, the Iceman and myself, we gotta know. Are you in love?
Yes.
Well, the Iceman wants to know, darling, do you play a musical instrument or anything like that?
No, not really.
You don't?
No, just my man.
Hey, Iceman, this is Nikki in San Francisco. You ready to come over here and party with us? Come here, baby, and I'll show you a good time.
Oh, God.
Take your clothes off, mama, and throw them in the air. Are you ready? We go rock and roll.
Hey, darlings, I want you to know that the Iceman, well, he's laid on the floor right now grabbing his chest. Iceman, are you okay, baby? You look a little winded, man.
Hold on a second. Okay.
Now, if I need to call Wicked Wanda to come on in here, man, and give you a little mouth-to-mouth, you better let me know. And if not, well, we're going to go on to that track, baby, where you're singing lead. The song we're going to spin for you right now is dedicated to both you darlings. It was written by the Iceman himself, baby, and he's singing lead on it. So listen to those words. This is how his former pelvic affiliate used to treat him down in New Orleans. So Iceman, hit it, baby, and tell it like it is.
Drop it.
Rumors for you with Billy the Iceman on bass guitar and singing lead, Kenny Sitter on keyboards, Sluggo Melick on lead guitar and harp, and yours truly on percussion.
The best music, good time oldies.
My oh my, Iceman, that old bat phone is ringing again, baby. Here, I'll take this one. You reached Dickie Lee, the Iceman. You're on the air. What can we do for you?
Did Dad as good as you expect?
Hey, man, what are you asking a question like that for? The Iceman and Dickie Lee, baby, we can dance. We can do things you can't even imagine.
See you, man.
You want to see us dance, baby? Hey, Iceman, jump out there and lay it on him, baby. All right, now watch that head movement, man. Yeah. You see that? What do you think?
How can we see you, though? We want to see you.
You can't see the ass, man?
No.
Well, man, you better stop participating in that aromatherapy and focus. But most important, man, you turn that radio up and then you can see us both.
Yeah, we can feel you, but we can't see you.
Now, Randy, once again, we want you to put that sweet leaf and Mary Jane down, man. You got to focus, you and that darling. Pay attention, we're only going to say it one more time. Turn the radio up.
Get naked, baby.
I tell you, man, Iceman, I know there's a full moon, baby. There has to be one out there tonight. And Jerry, if you and that doll in yours are still listening, man, don't you forget to turn that radio up. And if that doesn't work, the both of you hold hands, stand up, put your heads down, and run right straight into the wall. And then when you get up, I guarantee, baby, you'll see something. Now, it might be stars, but you might also be able to see us. The main thing, though, doll, is we hope you're enjoying this blues rock weekend and some of these great groups. Up next, we're going to go up to the Bay Area and feature a great group that was based there. It was fronted by a guitar player by the name of Henry St. Clair Fredericks. They also had another great blues guitar player in a group called Jesse Ed Davis. And man, what a sound they produced. Now, you blues rockheads out there, you just might know Fredericks by his stage name. A little bit of Taj Mahal for you.
You know I She treat me like a king, I treat her like she, he was a doggone queen. Wake up, mama, turn your lamp down low. Wake up, mama, turn your lamp down low. Have you got that nerve to pop a tart from your door?
At home, at work, or in the car, sing along and be the star.
With Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
They understand.
You're listening to the soundtrack of your life.
Like a watermelon without the pits.
And who likes pits?
Good times and great oldies.
He's a man.
Give me a howl, baby!
Up next, darlings, we're going to go back to 1967 and the Bay Area. San Francisco is where this group called home, and they represented the quintessential sound of the San Francisco blues. Here they are, San Francisco's own Canteen.
Hey, we're on the road again.
Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
They understand. The Valley's greatest hits.
Where the beat never stops.
Hi, Dick. This is Pat Erickson of Sedate Sunshine Colony and Anderson. Thank you for playing our music.
Cherish those times with the Rumors, the Defenders, the Challengers, Emeralds, all of those bands in that era in the Central Valley. kids. Memories we'll take with us, and times like this, our time together here and the other day, I cherish these moments, my friend, because it's really, it's so comforting to be a part of that.
The memories are here.
All right, we love you, Dickie Lee.
Woo-hoo! Love you, Dickie Lee. Big hug.
Hey, thanks a million, guys, for calling in. We really do appreciate it. Get ready, darlings. We're going to lay the great blues rock sounds of ZZ Top on you. '75, the great sounds of ZZ Top.
More music, the legends of rock and roll.
Welcome back, Proud Rock Kids, and as I always say, this is my favorite time of the show, where we're able to interview and talk with some of these great architects of rock and roll music out of the 60s and 70s. We have a real treat for you today. These two rock and roll vocalists hit the scene in 1962, and wow, what a splash they made. Their names? Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield. They were known as the Righteous Brothers. Now let's join in and hear them both as they talk about how they got their name and how a new term was coined by some Southern DJs called blue-eyed soul that applied to their music. Wow, what a legacy these guys have. So let's join in, and guys, take it away.
Hey, here's how it all started for Bobby and I back in 1962. We were 4 years old.
At the time.
I want you people to know, this little girl of mine, I think of heaven where I go. I looked at my suit was blue.
Wow, what a track. Out of 1964, This Little Girl of Mine. And right now, let's listen to Bill Medley as he talks about how the Righteous Brothers got their names.
We were the Paramours in about 1961.
Four of us.
Yeah, four of us, and some black Marines would come in to see us. And at the time, there was a saying, if you had a nice car, some, well, that's a righteous car, which meant good car. And cool. if they liked you as a friend, They would call you brother.
So after a duet, one of these guys yelled out, "Hey, that was Righteous Brothers." And after when we finally got our first recording contract, one of us remembered, because we needed a name, and Bill and Bob didn't sound that exciting. How about Righteous Brothers? We were a little nervous about that in the beginning, because of course we didn't want anybody to think we were using it in a religious sense.
The biblical sense.
But it worked out okay, and we still are the same ones.
If you want to do,
a lot of the rhythm and blues stations were playing our records. And then we screwed up and we put out an album.
Yeah, they were playing our records until they found out we had Blue Eyes.
Yeah, right. And this guy started, they continued to play, and he started referring to us as our Blue-Eyed Soul Brothers. And that's how that whole term became, it's still around today.
I think he was saying, here's our, my Blue-Eyed Soul Brothers, really trying to hip his audience to, these are two white guys, but it stuck, and we're very, very proud of it because of where it came from. It wasn't our idea, it had nothing to do with us, where it came from the black disc jockeys and the audience.
Another chart topper by the Blue-Eyed Soul Brothers themselves. And right now, let's hear from Bobby Hatfield as he talks about the Righteous Brothers and their performances in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Well, we started out at the Sands Hotel. We were back in the 60s. The Rat Pack was there. Frank, I call him Frank.
Oh, I know.
It is remarkable that, we've worked several of the main rooms here, and it's way, way, way beyond our wildest dreams.
All right, thank you very, very much. Right now we'd like to do a song that was written especially for us by a great songwriting team, Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil. This song is very special to us. Can I start over again? I forgot.
Please do, Bill, got
right in my way.
Screwed it up.
Jeez, got my nose fixed and my mouth won't work. Ooh, I'll tell you, it's rough.
We're having more fun the second show than we did the first show.
I think because it's a different crowd.
We do a lot of humor in our show. It is very shocking. We've been doing it since 62.
From the get-go, we've always thrown a little shtick in there. Keeps it loose. It keeps us loose.
We recorded many years ago on this. Oh, what the hell? We recorded everything many years ago. It's not a secret, I guess, to anybody.
You guys got all the 8 tracks, don't
Up for you right now, darlings, one of our favorite tracks out of 1964. The Righteous Brothers for you.
When we started out doing our albums together, we always chose a ballad. I happened to sing Unchained Melody, which was a song that I actually sang with my original group, The Variations. So I went in and recorded it. Real easy, because I had that one in my pocket. And it was just a song that I always liked. I always sang it with my old band. And it was released as a B-side. And I think it was somewhere in the South that disc jockey flipped it over. It took off, and 25 years later, Ghost was released as that love scene with Ghost, and it came to hit all over again.
Elvis Presley covered a couple, I think, Unchained Melody and Love and Feeling. And I think he did one of the best Love and Feelings that I've heard. We've heard a lot of people do it, and it's not the easiest song to sing. I thought he did a great job.
I did too.
And Unchained Melody was one of his last songs he ever sang.
Sang it. Apparently, I heard that he played it at the piano and went upstairs, and that's when he passed away that night.
Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home.
People come to see us and expect to hear our hits, and that's what we do.
Hopefully they feel as good as we do.
I mean,
we just go up there and we have a ball. Everybody said, boy, you guys are having so much fun. Well, of course we're having fun. We're 63 years old,
getting
living
paid
out
for
a 15-year-old dream.
And getting paid to have fun.
Well, who's getting paid?
Aren't you? Mm. Oh, geez, I should have cut that. I thought you were getting something.
Well, I get free comp dinners.
Oh, you get the buffet buffet coupons.
Yes, I do. Me and the band. This is the
'64, the incredible blue-eyed soul sounds of the Righteous Brothers.
More music, the legends of rock and roll. Good times, great oldies on the weekend.
1974.
All of you garage rock heads better get ready out there, darlings. We're going to take you across the pond for this one. It's time for T-Rex.
Are coming up with new stuff, new twists.
The craziest stuff happens on that show.
It keeps me laughing.
1969.
That's right, darlings, it was 1969, man. And we hope you're enjoying some of these great blues rock groups out of the 1960s and 70s. Up for you right now, we're going to go to Bethel, New York. The year again was 1969, and this group appeared on the first day of the festival. Here they are, from across the pond, a little bit of 10 years after.
So good to roam. Going home, my baby. Go home, my baby. Go home, my baby. Should my baby ride? She my baby, she my baby ride. Love you, babe, I feel so good tonight. I'll go home, she my baby. I go home, she my baby. Oh, baby, hard to see my wife. Won't you tell me, baby, where it gets rolling down? Tell me, baby, where it gets rolling down. Woo-hoo, baby, gonna have some fun. Baby, you don't go. 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 Man, you hurt me so. I love my baby with a red dress on. Love my baby with a red dress on. Shake it all out, man, gon' have some fun. Go home. She my baby. I go home. She my baby, baby, baby. Oh, my baby, hunt just one more time. Well, baby, 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 baby. She my baby,
where I gone. Oh man, what a great blues rock sound. Alvin Lee and 10 Years After.
It's a program that'll keep you happy. The real cool hits of the 60s.
You're blowing my mind.
I can dig it, man.
Have mercy.
Take it easy now, man. Don't get dirty.
Okay, now keep the faith, okay?
Keep the faith, baby.
I gotta tell you, Iceman, you are one guy that is really hard to get a hold of.
Ah! This is Whittier, man. We just love you to death, man.
Bob, what are you doing, partying? You blowing your mind, baby?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Next Quad Rock Heads, a very special treat for you. This track was recorded first as a rough demo in a living room apartment in New York City. The entertainer's name was John Lennon. Years later, Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, presented the tape to McCartney. At that time, the audio technology did not exist to separate Lennon's voice from the rough piano demo. Now let's jump forward to 2022. A great audio engineer and director by the name of Peter Jackson. He developed a piece of software that he thought would be able to separate Lennon's voice from that rough piano demo. When completed, he then sent it to Paul McCartney. When McCartney and Ringo Starr went back into the studio and they put the song together, this is the last recording of the Beatles with all their original voices. The track was officially released on November the 1st, 2023. Now check it out, one of the greatest rock bands in the history of rock and roll, the Beatles.
It's all because
What a track. Originally recorded in 1978 on a cassette tape in his living room in New York City, John Lennon and a little bit of Now and Then.
Legendary songs from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Come around, get around, I get around. They say the neon lights are right.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Live here.
That's right, Don. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is right here with Dickie Lee and the Iceman. Now cue it up, Iceman. What you got for us? Oh, yeah. Another great one, Iceman. And for all you garage rock heads, we're going to take you back to 1971, the place, Beaumont, Texas. That's where this artist hailed from. Up for you right now, a track that he performed on the first day of Woodstock in 1969. Once again, you better strap yourself in, push the pedal to the metal, and light your hair on fire. It's time for the blues rock sounds of Johnny Winter.
Ready for
Dickie Lee and the Iceman. They understand.
Thank you, Dick. Keep that great music going.
We will do it. You take care. Goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
One of the things I should mention about teaching is that, you know, a lot of the kids I get are teenagers. A lot of the songs they like are stuff we grew up with, like Cream or Deep Purple or Creedence Clearwater. And it's such a refreshing vibe to see that from a kid, to think, God, this music is 50 plus years old and it's still hanging on.
Dick, thank you so much for keeping Valley Rock alive.
Many thanks to Steve Brown of the 10th Avenue Protos Band, Bob Keefe of the East Gates, and also Lenny Shaleen. Thanks, guys, for calling in. We really do appreciate it. Up next, Dolans, a blues folk song that was first originated amongst prisoners in the South. This track was first recorded by Howard Odom in 1905. Then in 1934, blues man Lead Belly also recorded a version. But you better hang on, because we're going to fast forward to 1969. A San Francisco-based group got this song. They added a little bit of country and a big splash of the blues. Here they are, the CCR.
Up in the morning, you hear the work bell ring, and I march you to the table. You see the same old thing, ain't no food upon the table. There's no fork up in the pan, but you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me.
Yonder come Miss Rosie.
Well, Dolans, we're getting that old high side from Luther once again, and that only means one thing. Dickie Lynn the Iceman, we gotta go outside and jump in that 55, and once again, right off into the sunset. Now, we hope you've enjoyed some of these great blues rock tracks out of the 1960s and 70s. Man, there were a lot of good ones. And also, don't forget to be kind to one another and never pass up that opportunity to climb a tree or run through a sprinkler. Now, you come on in here next week and join Dickie Lynn the Iceman, baby. We'll be all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, man, and we'll have a brand new show for you. And if you don't join us, the Iceman, well, he's going to get you. Until next week. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Till next time, this is the Iceman saying, oh!